Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Ariana Grande is waiting for my love, Breezy.
She's waiting.
She's been waiting for a long time now.
Get ready.
2 days before Christmas, New York State Division of Consumer Protection urgently called for the Consumer Product Safety Commission to recall a toy. More than a week later, the commission still hasn't issued a recall, which is odd because some stores seem to have gone out of their way to remove this toy from their shelves, except a couple. Now, the warning from New York State's Division of Consumer Protection, it's pretty clear. They're urgently urging the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the CPSC, to issue a recall of the Max, M-A-X-X, action helicopter toy sold at the Dollar General. And the problem is, after testing was done, they found that the black window tinting on the helicopter contains almost 1.7 times the lead level allowed in paint. And young children are often putting these toys in their mouths. Now, some of you may already know this, but lead exposure is very bad.
Yeah, not great.
It can cause permanent damage to a child's brain, nervous system, causing learning delays and behavioral problems. Look at Breezy and I.
Literally.
There's a number of Dollar Generals you may not be able to find this toy at, but there is one. The Dollar General on Monroe Ave has this toy sitting pretty on the shelf, and it's selling for $5. Why it's still there, I don't know, but a spokesperson for the Dollar General has yet to respond to why this toy is still on the shelves after it's been recalled.
They're like, it's a huge moneymaker. We're not pulling it.
$5, huge moneymaker. So much for Dollar General only selling stuff that's a buck, right? $5.
Well, Dollar General is not Dollar Tree. And Dollar Tree also raised their prices. It's $1.25 now.
So why don't
they call it Buck 25 Tree?
Don't confuse Dollar General with the 99-cent store that's sometimes confused for the Dollar Tree. Don't get those confused.
Yeah, so, I do love the dollar store. Yeah. I have my favorite Dollar Tree. It's out in Henrietta behind Tully's.
Don't give it away.
There's a lot of really good stuff there, guys. If you're balling on a budget, head there.
So as of now, a spokesperson for the Dollar General will not respond to why this toy is still on the shelf after it's been recalled. I don't want to assume, but it's also a possibility that some of the people in charge here have also put this toy in their mouth. Time will tell. All right, coming up on the show, you guys, how many of you think it's lazy and impersonal to give this to a one-year-old for their first birthday? Coming up on the show, I'm going to tell you what I gave my niece and nephew for their birthday yesterday and why some people took issue with it. No, it was not a bottle of peppermint schnapps.
Oh my God.
I'll tell you what it is coming up after the break. Stay there.
98PXY.
Was this really a lazy gift to give a one-year-old for their first birthday? It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. Thanks for tuning in, downloading that free Odyssey app. You guys can stream us live wherever you are. So over the weekend, Breeze. It was my niece and nephew's birthday. It was the twins' first birthday party. All their friends came.
Oh, yeah. They have so many. It was a big social gathering.
Yeah, everyone was there turning up to celebrate their first birthday.
Was it as bougie as the last one-year-old birthday that you went to back in L.A.?
Not even close. I mean,
with the bartender.
And
the ice sculpture.
There was an open bar. It was a beautiful party at the West Creek Lodge in Hilton. I didn't even know that place was there. But
that's a lodge.
It was really nice in there. Everyone showed up with a really nice gift bag. And, you know, I have no idea what everyone brought the twins, but you can tell, like, there was thought put into it.
I mean, they're big bags.
Huge.
There's tissue paper.
Huge.
There's a card.
Everything.
And I'm telling you right now, I can bet my bottom dollar you didn't do any of that. You rolled in with a gift, unwrapped, probably not even suitable for children, the gift receipt.
Where do you think I went?
Walgreens.
I went to Walgreens.
Yeah, it's like, what are we doing here? You get them both a $25 gift card to Amazon.
It's a beautiful party at the West Creek Lodge in Hilton. And yeah, everyone showed up with a really nice gift bag, you guys. I have no idea what everyone brought the twins, who are only turning one. But if I had to guess, they got some really nice gifts. And trust me when I say, it won't be the first time that I got shamed at a one-year-old's birthday party by other people.
And it won't be the last.
Because last time I showed up to my friend's daughter's first birthday, everyone was rolling in $1,200 strollers with embroidered Gucci blankets. This was out in L.A. I bought a stuffed animal that I later found out was a chew toy for a dog.
Well, there was a pouch for treats, so...
They opened up the gifts in front of everyone.
That's embarrassing.
I never showed my face around those people again. I'm like, thank God I'm moving. I can't come back here. I can't. So yesterday, I just brought cash and put it in an envelope. In
cash?
Yeah, hard cash. Cash! That's it. I put in a nice birthday card and I said, here is to get you started with college. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Someone at the party did. I won't say who, but they thought it was lazy. And I go, what's a better gift? Cash or clothes that they're going to grow out of in 2 months?
So, okay. I think...
The only issue I have is if my brother and sister-in-law took the cash and went out to a nice dinner.
Well, they are.
They're not going to do that.
They are.
No, they're going to start it. They're going to open an account like I asked. They're going to put all the money in there.
I love how you gave them a gift that requires them to do admin. You're like, okay, so I'm going to give you this money. I think you should go to Five Star, open up an account. Like, you could have done all of that for them. You could have.
That's a little too much. I'm overstepping boundaries here.
No, I think...
That's up to them to start saving.
They're parents of twins. I think that it would be very nice if you took one task off their hand, started a fund for each of them for college, maybe even go in on it with your parents, and then have somewhere to put the money. Because I'm telling you right now, the $50 that you gave the twins, they spent that at Red Lobster. It's gone. It's gone. Or DoorDash. Who am I kidding? They're not going out to dinner.
It was more money than that. And second of all... I'd be very surprised if my brother and sister-in-law didn't already have an account set up for them.
Right,
how can anyone have a problem with money as a gift? People got no problem with giving gift cards all year round. And Italians show up to weddings with envelopes full of cash. No card, just an envelope. Here you go. It's a lot more old school, but some families still do it. And then you write in the black book how much money they gave you, so you know... When it's their turn, you go back to the black book, you look, hey, they only gave us $20,
insane.
You cheap bastards. Here
insane.
You go. Here's $20.
Literally insane. So you got roasted for this.
Only by one individual.
Was it a parent of said children?
No.
Okay.
Was it a family member? Yes.
Yes. Absolutely. I think it's not innovative, but I think there's a better way you could have done it.
I really do. But the card was wholesome.
They can't read.
Yes,
they're one.
Well, they sell one-year-old birthday cards.
Right.
Thank you, Walgreens. So I found two cards, one for my niece, one for my nephew, that said, happy birthday, here's celebrating 1 year old.
You wasted $7 on a card each?
Yeah.
$7 each. So you spent $14 on a card. Forget the card.
So you think I should have just stuffed the money in the envelope like they do at the weddings?
You should have. I just wish. See, this is the issue. You're a great gift giver with me. Why can't you bring that energy to young kids' birthday parties?
First of all, you're a 30-year-old woman. Okay?
So?
They're 1 year old. They didn't even know where they were yesterday.
Won at heart.
They were struggling to keep their heads up.
Why does this sound the same as me? You're just describing me.
That's you on a Friday night.
No, literally. I I'm not going to shame you, but I think you need to step your game up when it comes to these kids.
Guys, come on, help me out. 585-252-9800. Was this really such a bad gift to give a couple of one-year-olds? Cash? Hard cash in an envelope for their college tuition?
I think that cash can get lost in translation. What you should have done is got him a bond. A savings bond.
Nobody does that anymore. Nobody's getting bonds. Ask your dad. He's a financial advisor.
I just cashed all mine out, made millions. When I say millions, I made like $5. So,
yeah, did you really cash your bonds out?
Yes.
What were they worth? Be honest.
I got a couple $1,000. I mean, the interest went up like $20, but it's
yeah,
fine.
You got to be saving a majority of your life for bonds to have any kind of beneficial outcome. But yeah, Lindsay's like, not
so
a bad gift, Moose.
I was always so pissed when my grandma gave me a bond. I'm like, what is this? Tries to throw it away. My dad's like, maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we should keep that in the safe.
Now, when they're 6 and 7 years old and they can appreciate opening a present for their birthday, yeah, of course. I'm going to step up my game a little bit. But for their first, not to mention, it was just Christmas. I got them really cool Bills outfits that they can wear. My niece has a little tutu with the red ribbon. My little nephew, Christian Anthony, has this onesie.
You better
Bills
hope
Mafia.
They make it to the Super Bowl because they're not wearing that next year. They're going to grow out of it.
No. See, I thought ahead. It's like, oh, they're a year old. Okay, let's go 14 to 16 months.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Eliana. How are you?
Eliana. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I think the money in the envelope is the best.
Yeah.
The card they're going to throw away. The clothes, they're not going to see it 3 months from now. So what's the point?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you guys are acting like clothes and money are the only gifts that can be given in a span of
lifetime. But the parents know what gift to give them, so they can use the money for a gift.
It's
even better for education.
Eliana, you should have saw the gifts that people were walking in with yesterday. I'm like, I can imagine.
I've got 5 kids, I know.
And here's me. An envelope in each hand. Walking in, threw them down
What's
on the table, hit the open
What's
bar.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I love that.
Yeah, thank you. Well, you know what
You're
to get
welcome.
Me for my birthday coming up at the end of the month.
Give me a shout.
You guys all go.
We'll get
you guys envelope. You guys are having a moment. You guys are having an extreme moment.
Thanks, Eliana.
Yeah, you're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Not you dropping your Venmo for her to send you cash.
See, now that's a good birthday gift.
98 PXY.